Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin this hour with breaking news. Texas Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee has died. KHOU-TV reporter Len Cannon is in Houston.
Last month, she announced she had been battling pancreatic cancer. Her family releasing a statement. It reads in part, quote, "Her legislative victories impacted millions, from establishing the Juneteenth federal holiday to reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act. However, she impacted us most as our beloved wife, sister, mother, and Bibi, grandmother."
The congresswoman was 74 years old. Businesses, governments, and airports have all been dealing with disruptions because of a worldwide technology outage. The cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike says it put out a faulty update to computers running Microsoft Windows. We get more from WBZ-TV reporter Tiffany Chan.
Cybersecurity expert Peter Tran explains much of the nation and the world rely on software like CrowdStrike to detect suspicious activity, stopping it at the source. And when that system takes a hit,
it shows how dependent critical infrastructure and systems such as transportation, communications, banking, healthcare has on the supply chain and the vendors, such as CrowdStrike.
CrowdStrike's CEO maintains this wasn't a cyber attack, but a bug in the program update impacting many Microsoft users.
Hundreds of people attended the funeral of Corey Comparator at a church in Pennsylvania Friday. He was shot and killed by the man who tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Donald Berry of the Patriot Guard Riders rode in from about 4 hours away to stand guard with his crew.
It's an emotional feeling. He served our country. He served his community and his family. This is my service to the country. That's how I feel about it. Once I learned about these gentlemen, we're all over the country.
President Biden is reacting strongly to the 16-year prison sentence handed down to an American reporter in Russia.
The president released a statement that says Evan Gershkovich, who works for the Wall Street Journal, committed no crime. Rather, he said he was targeted by the Russian government because he is a journalist and an American. The statement went on to say, "We are pushing hard for Evan's release and will continue to do so." And Biden added, "There is no question Evan was wrongfully detained and that journalism is not a crime." The president went on to say that since the very first day of his administration, he's had no higher priority than seeking the release and safe return of Americans held in Russia and elsewhere. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will be visiting Milwaukee next Tuesday for a campaign event. Harris has already visited Wisconsin four times this year. The vice president's arrival in Milwaukee will come just days after the city hosted the Republican National Convention. Harris last visited Milwaukee in May, where she discussed her administration's economic policies. Two Ohio police officers who shot and killed a man outside the Republican National Convention have been investigated in the past for uses of force. Nicholas Mason was cleared of charges in 2017 after killing a man during a traffic stop. Adam Groves was sued in 2016 for wrongful arrest and excessive use of force. Mason and Groves were part of a visiting police bicycle unit from Columbus. Activists and mourners of Samuel Sharp Jr., the man shot and killed, are criticizing Milwaukee officials for hosting the RNC and bringing in out-of-state police. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks taking on the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas. Milwaukee's 0-3, looking for their first win in summer league play. Pete Dominguez is serving as the Bucks head coach and was asked, how does their rookie first-round pick, A.J. Johnson, look so far?
The kid is, he has an infectious personality. He's someone that I think everyone, top to bottom in the organization, enjoys being around. And he just loves being on the court. He loves working. He understands that the learning curve, especially at his position, playing a lot of point guard, is going to be steep. He hasn't been phased at all, and I think he's shown shown the right attitude, and obviously his confidence is where we need it to be. I don't think it's going to be an issue for him. I think that he's someone that you don't want to stunt his growth by kind of cutting back what you're giving to him. I think you just give him as much as you can and see what he could do with it.
Baseball, the Brewers head to Minnesota to face the Twins tomorrow night. In golf, Garrett Jones of Madison, the winner of this year's State Amateur Golf Championship. The 39-year-old shot an even par, good enough for the win at the Legend at Merrill Hills near Waukesha. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the low 60s. For the weekend, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, some pop-up storms around, and highs right around 80. Temps warm up a little more next week, highs into the low 80s, humidity climbs, and still a few chances for storms. Currently at 62 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to the Pewaukee Public Library about all the wonderful things going on there that you can take advantage of. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. And a lot going on here on this Anything Goes Friday. Five takeaways from the MAGA speech, you know, from the shtick-filled MAGA speech, this over a Talking Points memo, actually. You know, he started out talking about the shooting. That was the first 15, 20 minutes. And then he did this whole victory lap on the fact that Judge Aileen Cannon, he mispronounced her name, by the way, he called her Eileen, but Judge Aileen Cannon, you know, let him go. And everybody was like, oh, yeah, great, you're only a felon in one court, you know, and you've got two other charges pending, of course. And then, he just played the old hits, right? You know, drill baby drill and close our borders and China virus and immigrants are coming from insane asylums like Hannibal Lecter, and they're coming in like numbers we've never seen before. All of these things are lies. And, you know, like I said, if you didn't know that they were lies, he lies so well. I mean, he speaks with just like authority, like you just assume it has to be true if you don't know. And I haven't heard anybody, you know, so far I haven't gotten a single caller who said, yes, I watched Trump's speech last night, and I think people won't believe him, or I think people will believe him. I'm just curious your take on this. How you think this is going to play out. He bragged about his golf game, his management abilities, his angels who are protecting him, his bravery. And then, you know, there was this whole pitch from his son, Eric, about how he's not seeking power. He's not doing this to make money. Yes, he is. He's raised hundreds of millions of dollars. And, a lot of it just going to pay for his lawyers or going right into his own pocket. I mean, the Trump properties were struggling when he came into office. And suddenly, you know, you got foreign governments just pouring millions and millions of dollars directly into Trump's back pocket by booking like entire floors of his hotels and then never even using them, but sending the money. So, anyway, there was that. And then our crazy alert for the day. This is totally nuts. Newsmax host Rob Schmidt, he wanted to know what black women think about the possibility of Kamala Harris not being the nominee if, you know, this goes into an open convention or if there's some kind of problem. And so he wanted to pick somebody who could speak on behalf of black women over at Newsmax. So he picked Kimberly Guilfoyle. I'm just like speechless. So, as I said, it's Anything Goes Friday. What's on your mind? We can talk about pretty much anything you want, although specifically I am curious about your thoughts on last night's RNC grand finale. Gus in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Gus, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I've never called your show before. Can you hear me good?
I hear you just fine, Gus, and thank you for calling.
Okay, just real quick, and then I want to get to my point. My reaction was, I listened to the whole speech. Oh my God, it was hard to get through, but I wanted to hear everything he said because I don't listen to his rallies. And yeah, I agree. The first 15 minutes, that was like a layup. You know, talk about the assassination. You know, talk about the poor guy that died in his family. I mean, that was a layup. Then he gets into his vision of America, and Tom, it was so dark and disturbing and horrific. And I just, in my lifetime, I've never seen a president win an election with that kind of campaign. Like, I remember Reagan was all about, in fact, Reagan, I think, won because Carter did an own goal with his malaise speech. You know, he said, yeah, man, everything's terrible. And Reagan was like, no, everything's going to be great.
Yep.
And he won in a landslide. And
I
George
think you're right.
W. Bush, Clinton did the same thing. I mean, optimism, we have a real chance to be the optimistic, and that always wins. We just need a candidate, and whether it's Biden or Kamala or whatever, that can articulate that optimism. And I, you know, because it was a dark speech. That was my review of the speech.
Thank you.
The reason I called this because of Social Security and specifically spousal benefits, because I'm hearing a rumor, and I wonder if maybe, because you're usually really good about Social Security, is it true that the Republicans are proposing to eliminate the spousal benefits of Social Security? And for those of you who don't know what that means, it means if your wife was a homemaker, never earned an income, they can receive up to 50% of your full retirement benefit.
Right. Is that if you die, you mean?
No. If you when you retire, I guess maybe you don't know about this.
No,
if you retire, yeah, your spouse, if she never worked, you know, if she was a homemaker, you know, she stayed at home raising the kids, she gets at her full retirement age up to 50% of your benefit, depending on when you retire.
She has to have never worked, because I know Louise worked throughout her lifetime on and off. Not a lot, didn't make a lot of money. You know, I'm getting like $3,000 a month from Social Security, and she's getting about $400 or $500. So, you know, it's a big difference.
If you worked a little bit to where you get like a really small amount, like $400 or $500, mm-hmm. and the half of your spouse comes out to more than that, you get the higher amount, but you have to wait till your full retirement age. But I'm hearing that the Republicans are proposing eliminating that and any other what they call extra benefits.
Yeah. Like, well, first off, if you're right, Louise and I need to have a conversation with the Social Security Administration. But secondly, no, I haven't heard. Yeah, I haven't heard anything about spousal benefits in the Republican Party. So I'm sorry, Gus. The person to ask, or the people to ask, would be the folks at Social Security Works. They have a pretty active Twitter feed. You might try tracking them down and asking them just online.
I plan on doing that.
Alex Lawson.
I'll finish with this. There's three things that the Democrats concentrate on, three very simple things, I think they can crush Trump. One is Social Security, second is abortion, and third is democracy. Those three things right there are very simple concepts. If we can get somebody to articulate those, I think we win in a landslide, and I'm dead serious about that.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm not sure that democracy is quite the winner everybody thinks it is, because it's an abstraction that means different things to different people. I think, though, if you instead use the word freedom and associate it with abortion and associate it with the freedom to join a union and associate it with, you know, some of these other aspects of the Democratic agenda, the freedom to get a good college education so you can lift yourself up, free college education, the freedom not to be crushed by medical debt. I think that we need, you know, all these things that Republicans call socialism, we need to redefine as freedom. And in fact, Franklin Roosevelt did back in the day, and no Democrat really has successfully done that since then. And but I get what you're saying, and I do. You know, the rule of threes is a very real thing, and the Democrats need to settle on three things and just pound the crap out of them between now and the end of the election. Gus got to run, but thank you for the call.
Republicans are great at that. They simple mess. See ya.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Oh, we're hitting a break here. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People. Donald Trump lied his way through his speech last night. According to CNN, 22 specific lies. But he does it so well. I mean, 28 lies, well, some people say 40, but 28 clear, identifiable lies in his debate with Joe Biden. And the media just never calls him out on it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Did you see a single headline this morning in any of the media that you look at that said, oh, you know, Trump lied through his speech last night? Can you imagine if Biden lied through his speech?
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. And today, I want to talk about dealing with debt collectors and your rights when you are in collections. Debt collectors are people who've been hired to collect money that you owe to someone else. They can be persistent or rude or sometimes worse, but they do have to follow rules. Federal law says that they cannot call before 8 a.m. in the morning or after 9 p.m. at night. They cannot harass you, meaning they can't curse at you or threaten you. And they cannot lie to you or make up consequences for not paying your debt. And they can't tell anyone other than your spouse or your attorney about your debt. Now, if you experience any of this, you can complain about them to the Federal Trade Commission at consumer.gov. And last thought before I go, you can always ask a debt collector to stop calling you. Legally, they have to comply. If they don't, you report them to the FTC. For more money tips, go to workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almaus Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Almaus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Do you feel that spark inside, burning bright and true? A call to stand, a voice to raise, it's all up to you. In the heart of the chaos, in the midst of the fight, your words and your actions can turn wrong into right. Do you have that fire in the belly? The courage to stand, to speak your mind, to lend a hand, fully shouting, making your way. Standing up for democracy every single day. When the world feels heavy and the truth seems far, remember your power, remember who you are. Every vote, every word, every step you take shapes the future, the difference you make. Do you have that fire in the belly? The courage to stand.
Welcome back, 20 minutes past the hour. By the way, just a reminder, all those songs are available over at HartmanReport.com. Just click on the Daily Song tab and you can get Louise's work there. So, 20 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Mike in Lameda, California. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom. It just occurs to me that there could be a lot of dissonance in the minds of listeners during Mr. Vice Presidential candidate's campaigns. The difference between what he said before he became the vice president, yes, and what he has said ever since then. So I made up a little jingle for him to have performed before each of his appearances, and it goes like this. If you're phony and you know it, say I'm Vance, here to do a post-emasculation dance. For a whore who clings to scruples might scare off big piles of rubles, so my soul was auctioned off months in advance.
I love it. I love it. Good job, Mike. And you can carry a tune. I'm impressed.
Available for use by anyone who wants it.
Okay, Mike, thank you very much for that. Great talking with you. Happy Friday. David in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. What is it about sitting on hold that just completely destroys what you meant to talk about? I don't know.
Well, that's why some people take notes. <you know?
laughs> But listen, I have to bury my own lead here because a feed just came across my phone from an app that I don't even recognize called Lead Report. It says that the plan is underway, the negotiations are taking place, Biden will in fact step down.
Yeah.
And it breaks my heart. I think we're shooting ourselves in the foot, but that's what the news is.
Yeah, his campaign chair about 30 seconds ago announced on NBC News that Biden is absolutely in the race. So we're, you know, clearly getting conflicting messages here, David.
I don't know. It came across my phone. That's all I know.
Yeah.
But listen, the what I told your screener I was going to talk about is, first of all, I didn't watch the speech. I won't watch anything that he said. It makes my brain explode with the first word. I can't.
Totally
get it. Can't listen.
I do it for a living, so I had no choice.
I can't imagine how you do, and it just I mean, it's been the same since 2016. I made up my mind. Well, what the hell. I knew from the 1980s who Donald Trump was. Mm-hmm. I didn't discover him with The Apprentice. And the whole idea of Donald Trump being president has always been, you know, some sort of weird fantasy to me. But it happened, and God help us, it might happen again. But that gets to my point. What are we going to do if after the election? How are we going to live with each other? We've obviously got a country that is at war with itself. We've got two sets of people equally divided in the country that are, they just don't think about reality the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I bring this question to you because you've written on these issues. You know what the social impact of politics is. That's what we're all about, is benefiting people if we can. But it seems like there's a whole mess of people that just don't care about benefiting anybody, maybe not even themselves.
Yeah.
And they're stuck on some sorts of principles that are something like morality, only they're not. And there's just so much conflict, confusion, and hatred of each other in this country. And how are we going to deal with that when this election is over? Either way, whichever direction it goes.
You have to go to cause. Right. You know, it's like, you know, how do we deal with a fever? Well, what's causing the fever? Right. And what's causing an awful lot of this is that in the 70s, in 76 and 78, there were two Supreme Court decisions. The second one was written by Lewis Powell himself, First National Bank of Boston versus Bilotti, in which the Supreme Court legalized political bribery on a limited basis. And then in 2010, of course, with Citizens United, they just blew the door out and said, now it's unlimited, well, essentially.
I'm a member of MoveToAmend.org, so I know.
Yeah, so let me finish my rant here. So what came out of that was a group of right-wing billionaires who literally don't believe in the American system. They call themselves libertarians. David Koch ran as a libertarian for vice president in 1980, got 1 million votes. And they believe that basically the entire post-Franklin Roosevelt nature of America, because America changed significantly. There's been two major changes in America. The first was after the Civil War, when we went from a strong state, weak federal government system to the opposite. And then the second was in the 1930s, when we got all these regulatory agencies and social welfare programs and benefits that literally and the right to unionize, that literally created the middle class. Well, these billionaires believe that was a mistake, and they're trying to undo that. And the way that they're trying to undo that, and this has been going on since the 1950s, it really got kicked off in 54 with Brown versus Board, which is what got Fred Koch supporting the John Birch Society. But basically, it's been going on for a while. The way that they think that they can take down the New Deal or the post 1933 America and return us to a pre-1933 America is by causing Americans to hate those programs and to hate the people who promote those programs. I think you can track most of the hate in this society, and Kevin Rudd did a brilliant editorial about this, the former Australian Prime Minister in the morning, Hit City Morning News, to things like Fox News, again, billionaire run, these billionaire propaganda efforts to divide us and cause us to hate each other. And if we can get money out of politics and we can break up the media monopolies, the two things that I don't think are impossible. We missed getting money out of politics to a large extent by being stabbed in the back by Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, or it would have passed. I think that, you know, America can be put back together, David, I really do.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Your call.
MoveToAmend.org.
There you go. I'm with you. Thank you, David. We'll be right back. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, BERINE.com, code Tom, THOM.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completed. completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. Texas Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee has died at 74. She announced last month that she'd been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Al Green is a Democratic congressman from Texas.
She meant a lot to people who were living in the sweets of life and to the streets of life. People up and down all walks of life knew her and had great respect for her.
A faulty software update has forced the cancellation of thousands of flights worldwide. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he's been monitoring the chaos.
People around the country and around the world are shocked to discover that a single issue with a single piece of software can have that many knock-on implications, and I think that'll be a question that really goes to the design of our systems for the long term.
Funeral services held Friday for Corey Comparator, who was shot and killed at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania. Bill Clark was there.
It's a very emotional thing for a lot of people in this town right now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin U.S. Representative Mark Pocan, along with three Democratic colleagues, are asking President Biden to drop out of the presidential race. After a rocky debate performance last month, lawmakers and voters alike have questioned whether Biden is mentally or physically up to the task. In a message to the president made public on Friday, Democrats wrote that public perceptions of Biden's fitness are unlikely to change and are jeopardizing his campaign. Although the list of congressional Democrats asking Biden to step down keeps growing, Biden says he will be back to campaigning next week. The Department of Natural Resources is investigating two large groups of dead fish found in south-central Wisconsin. The fish kills were found in Buffalo Lake in Marquette County and in the Ahara River in Stoughton. DNR fish biologists think the fish kills could have been caused by recent heavy rainfall, which can reduce oxygen levels in bodies of water. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job...
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The legendary Bob Newhart passed away last Thursday at his home in Los Angeles. His final acting role was Professor Proton, which he played on The Big Bang Theory and on Young Sheldon, and the cast remembered him fondly. Kaylee Cuoco called it a dream to work with Newhart and to witness his genius, calling Newhart classy, kind, and generous. Mayim Bialik says she grew up watching Bob Newhart and working with him was a dream come true. It's one thing to not wear deodorant and another thing to admit to the world that you don't, such is the case with Kate Hudson, who says she goes au naturel, just like her pal Matthew McConaughey. This is really convenient on a movie set when you're not really sure which one of you stinks and you can blame each other when the crew starts keeling over from the stench. For what it's worth, giving up deodorant is the perfect way to lose a guy in 10 days. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the low 60s. For the weekend, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, some pop-up storms around, and highs right around 80. Temps warm up a little more next week, highs into the low 80s, humidity climbs, and still a few chances for storms.
Currently at 62 degrees.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
Chihuahua.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison and welcome hilarious comedian Pat McGann and singer-songwriter Marta Hansen joins the show and performs live in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua, weeknights 7 till 9.
The most probiotics, but this spore-based probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day, every day, all with a money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. The promo code is Tom, T-H-O-M. That's justthrivehealth.com. It's like getting a month for free.
Another chance to make a difference under the rising sun. In the small acts of kindness, in the words we say, we can light up the world in our own unique way. From the smiles that we share.
It's 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Laura in Champaign, Illinois. Hey, Laura, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I love your show. Love what you do. I've been listening to you for a very long time.
Well, thank you.
So, that being said...
Is there a butt coming?
No. Not just a comment. It's just okay. Coming here. I don't know what's happening to our Democratic Party and the Democratic leaders in Washington.
Yeah.
But the Democrats have a history of eating their own. They did this to Al Franken, and now they're doing it to Joe Biden.
Yeah.
A person has to be perfect for the Democrats to support. And Biden had one 90-minute bad appearance. And since then, he's been on top of things. He's been fighting back. He's been coherent. He's been shown to be a great leader, a great politician, a great advocate for women, the working class, and the nation as a whole. The Republicans make their members follow in lockstep. They get everyone on board. The Democrats need to get behind Biden. He's finally getting angry at the press and standing up for himself. But oh no, Democrats can't act like that.
Yeah, another senator and another seven members of the House came out today and said he needs to step down.
I don't believe the polls. Yeah. The polls have been wrong in the past.
No, I don't believe the polls either, Laura. And I think that Joe Biden can beat Donald Trump. That said, this is not my decision. This is not in my hands. And, I would be astonished if this isn't completely resolved by Monday or Tuesday of next week. And hopefully we can get past this conversation.
So without pressure from the Democrats in Washington, unless he says he doesn't want to run, we should all get behind him.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
He needs our support. And there's a lot of people out there who are furious that the Democrats are not supporting him.
Well, at the end of the day, it's his decision. He has all the power. He controls these delegates, and he can take it right to November, or he can surrender them. But if he's even thinking about surrendering them, and that's, the story that we're getting is not just that there are Democrats telling him that he should step down. It's also that he and his family are actually having conversations about whether he should step down, and they're actively and aggressively doing polling right now on whether Kamala Harris can beat Trump. But all of that said, it's going to be up to Joe Biden, and at some point fairly soon, these rumors have to stop, because it is hurting the party right now. This intramural, I was going to say pissing match, but it's really not so much that. It's more of a hand-wringing thing. But it needs to come to an end. And it needs to come to an end.
And the leaders need to stop this and get behind him.
Yeah. Because, like I said, it's going to be up to him. He will make that decision. And he says he's already made the decision. His campaign says he's already made the decision. I'm skeptical of that, but we'll see. Laura, thank you for the call. Spot on. Denny in Wenatchee, Washington. Hey, Denny, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Well, yesterday, my wife received her mail-in ballot in the mail, and I will probably receive mine today.
Is this for the primary? No,
we've already had our primary. This is for the general election.
In November?
Yes.
In Washington State is voting this early?
Yes,
we do. Holy cow.
And here's the problem. If they change candidates now, they're not going to be on this ballot. And it would have to take a write-in, and that will turn a blue state red. Write-ins don't win. And I'm just petrified about it. I mean, I tried to watch that speech last night, and that reprobate, I just can't listen to him. It's too depressing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I'm just beside myself.
Unlike the election of 1800, there's not a separate vote for vice president. So if the ticket remains tattered but intact, in other words, if Biden steps aside and Kamala Harris is the nominee and she picks somebody else as vice president, then I think in all probability, obviously it'll be litigated, but I think in all probability your vote for Biden-Harris will become or will be measured as a vote for Harris, whoever, when they get tabulated. On the other hand, if you get an open convention and we end up with a Gretchen Whitmer, Josh Shapiro ticket or something like that, I suspect, as you point out, Denny, all bets are off.
That's what I'm afraid of, and I certainly hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But
I hope it doesn't happen, too, frankly, either. I think that, as lukewarm as I have been about Kamala Harris throughout this process, going all the way back to the Democratic primary, because I thought she just did not perform well in the Democratic primary at all. And the votes showed that. I mean, she didn't even make it to Iowa. But she has grown into the role of vice president. She's gotten pretty good at giving speeches, a hell of a lot better than she was 4 years ago. And I think that if the Democrats toss her aside, particularly for a white man, it's going to piss off a lot of black people, particularly black women, and rightfully so. And it's going to hurt the Democratic Party. I really think that she needs to be at the top of the ticket. But again, it's out of my hands. I am not a delegate to this convention. I wouldn't even be able to be given my job. I have to have at least some remote semblance of impartiality.
No, I agree with you, what you're saying completely. And I just hope that God, that something comes about to unite this party of ours. Because if they don't, I'm terrible.
It's got to happen this week. It's got to happen in the next 7 days. And it would be best if it happens in the next 2 or 3 days. And that's what we're all hearing. I mean, that's what all the leaks are saying, is that by the end of the weekend, this will be resolved. I sure hope so. I have no inside information, but I sure hope so. Denny, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. It's Mona, right, in Ann Arbor?
Yes, yes.
Hey,
how
Mona.
Are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm well, and I really love your show, and this is what I have to say. President Biden has won the Democrat primary. Why are they trying to change it now? He's the only one who has beat Trump. We could lose. Biden has a proven record. Who else has done that?
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to packing the courts. And we have one of the best countries in the world. And please donate to Joe Biden's campaign fund. I gave $20 today. If everybody around here gives small donor donations, we could show that who we want to be the president. And as an African-American woman, we are very strong in the Democratic Party. And if they try to change now, they're going to lose a lot of votes.
I called
my state senator, Gary Peters, and the White House comment line to let them know how I feel.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be disruptive if there's a change, and it might hurt the ticket. There is some polling suggesting that if it's Kamala Harris and somebody else, it'll help the ticket. I just honestly don't know, Mona. But it's and by the way, you said you're donating. Let me just not to you, but to all of our listeners out there. I have received in the last two or three days probably two dozen text messages begging for money. Obviously, a half a dozen of them are from Donald Trump, but the rest of them are from purport to be from Democratic candidates and Democratic groups. Be very careful. Anybody can launch a scam campaign on email or on text messages, and the text message ones are particularly bad. And many of these things are these organizations that were created out of nothing with nice sounding names, and sometimes they even pretend to be a political candidate. And do not donate via your phone. Just don't do it. The danger is too high.
I agree.
Instead,
go to the
candidate's website. That's right. Plug it in. Joe Biden's official website. What is it? Or joebiden.com or kamalaharris.com. They're not hard to find. Or if you want to donate to somebody else, you know, to Josh Shapiro or whatever, Gretchen Whitmer, go to their campaign website and do it online that way so that you know that the money's actually going to them. Because there's a bunch of phony nonprofits out there on both sides. I mean, the number of them on the Republican side is vastly larger. But they're happening on both sides. They're not associated with the Democratic Party. Some of them aren't even in the United States. You're giving money to people in Nigeria or in India, and you think you're donating to the Democratic Party or against a Republican candidate. And so be very careful. Mona, thank you so much for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, come on, give me a break. Supreme Court totally screwed that up. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Matt Nair on air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Cube League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's cubes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Cube Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
So I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
it. Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker, I'll tell you that.
Thanks. Wow, that's unbelievable. Impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat but get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is a plant-based supplement from nature that both Louise and I take because it works. Super Bearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. You do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Super Bearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Super Bearing Plus at 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Super Bearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Check it out, superbearing.com, code TOM.
In the heart of every nation, where freedom's flame ignites, there's a beacon shining brightly in the darkest nights. From the hills of Appalachia to the shores of distant lands, the promise of democracy in the people's hands. Through the trials and tribulations, it stands the test of time. A hope for generations, a dream that will not die. Live democracy, guiding us through the storm. In the heart of liberty, a brighter world is.
It's 52 minutes past the hour. Carol in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Good to talk to you again. And I love talking to Mark. We're buddies.
Okay, good.
But the first comment, your music, your change in music is just outstanding, just so uplifting. I just love it.
Well, thank you. Okay. Thank Louise for that. She puts it together every day.
And
she puts a lot of time into it.
Yeah, I love Louise. Don't even get me started on her. You could tell she's just a real partner with you.
She is.
Anyway, I had two comments. First, Laura was spot on we need to support Biden. Yes, I know, Tom, you don't even have to answer on this. I'm just making this point because I know you have to be impartial and stuff. But, you know, the calls to Biden are very, very important at this time because, in fact, I personally have done several of them. One of them reminding him that both Hunter, his son, Bo, and Hunter would both want him to continue on, you know, definitely. And also, too, I know Biden wants to continue on. His message is, let's finish the job. So I reminded him about that also. But if you don't mind, could I give the phone number out so people could be calling and leaving messages to him?
The number for what?
for Biden, President Biden?
If you're going to give out what might be a personal number, no. But if you're going to give out the White House comment line, I can do that myself right now if you'd like.
It's the White House comment line. It's 202-456-1111.
Correct.
202-456-1111. And then you're going to select press button 4. Wait till you get on 4 and then press button 1. And that's his voicemail. And he gets that. So I just wanted to say that. And there's one other thing. You asked about the GOP convention.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is that the doctors didn't even give Trump a stitch at all on his ear. No stitches.
How do we know that?
Didn't need a, I looked on several sites, and it said that his, and I'll keep checking to make sure they're not fake, but several sites said that's one of the reasons is there's been no doctor comments.
Well, there's, I think a doctor had to have looked at it. I think it's wrong that he has not released, a doctor's report on what happened to him.
Right. And I'm not saying, of course, a doctor looked at it, but why is that on all the things we don't hear about anything?
I think Trump has never released honest doctor reports. I mean, when Ronnie Johnson was the White House doctor, he lied about how much Trump weighed. He lied about how tall he is. He lied about his cholesterol levels. Before that, Trump was actually writing them himself. I mean.
Right. So why not lie about that there was no damage done to his ear or very little?
I don't know. I guess they figure that it's not that big a deal and they don't want to focus on it. And he's not a conventional candidate.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's not that big of a deal. But my point is that he's trying to, apprentice thing, make it a big deal, make so people have sympathy for him. But by the fact that there were several going around imitating with the makeup bandages on their ear, it's just crazy. But I wanted to say something on this GOP thing. There's a lot of people that are going to them that are not necessarily supporters, but go there for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
They know. These people, they are very, very smart, but they don't want hate mail. They don't want phone calls. They don't want death threats. But they're very smart. I come from a ranch, was raised on a ranch, and my father read, I don't know how many, Scientific American, engineering books, so on and so forth. They are very, very smart people, and they see what's going on. They know, and for a fact, if you look up 2 statistics, you've mentioned it yourself, the level of crime has gone down under Biden overall.
Yep.
And also another statistic is that the hate groups, I've monitored those. The hate groups, the people becoming members in hate groups has also gone down. Hmm. So, yes, we hear about the big, the assassination attempt and stuff like the big things. But if people were aware of that, these things, if there was so much hate going on, so much disunity going on, you wouldn't have these major changes.
Yeah.
So that's my thing.
That's great news.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Carol. You too. Great to hear from you.
Bye.
Yep. Thanks so much for, it's not the end of the show, is it? Thanks, Carol, for the call. We'll be right back. On the other side of this break, I have a hunter and a farmer's world alert, and it's Anything Goes Friday. I'm picking up your calls, so stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll catch you up on news of the weekend and also the current status of the Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Not going to want to miss it. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.